What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Today is Thursday, July 17th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. Baby teeth from the 60s and 70s turn out to be a wealth of information in determining a correlation to cancer and Coldwater Creek.
Dr. Mark Weisskopf is CSOK and Drinker Professor of Environmental Epidemiology and Physiology at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. He reached out to Just Moms STL founder Dawn Chapman. Contact was made with the adults whose baby teeth were given as part of that research.
He didn't know that there was additional radioactive waste along the creek, and as he was looking about it, it's what he said. He said, my God, by the time these kids were babies and their parents were sending their teeth in, they had already been exposed, and the government knew about it since 1949 along the creek.
Chapman says all of the deaths and illnesses could have been prevented. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
2 months after the May 16th tornado hit parts of North St. Louis, a free event is being held today to help business owners find the resources they need.
I've made it my responsibility to keep businesses in business.
Mavis Thompson, licensed collector for the City of St. Louis, says business owners will want to head to the Kennedy Room from 9:30 to 4:30.
With the cleanup phase from the damage of their tornado, where do they get the money to do that? And so these organizations can help, and then also for continuing resources.
A long list of elected officials will be there to help tornado-stricken businesses find the resources they need, like Treasurer Adam Lane and Collector of Revenue Gregory FX Daly. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
We've heard a lot of city solidarity since the May 16th tornado, but are there cracks starting to form?
Board of Aldermen President Megan Green posts to Facebook that she's been getting emails which she says have questions like, quote, there was nothing on the north side anyway, so why should we invest in redevelopment? She doesn't provide any screenshots of these emails, but does respond to say, quote, imagine if this were said about downtown of the south side. Residents would not stand for it. Green also writes that too often people who live on the south side are paternalistic, siphoning resources to their area. In this moment, Green writes, we need equity, not equality, justice, not comfort. Former Mayor Tashara Jones comments on the post to say, quote, I've often said that our city doesn't succeed if over half is left to fail. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
St. Louis City Police, with the support of the mayor, cracking down on teen takeovers downtown. In Chicago, aldermen passed a measure allowing police to issue temporary curfews depending on where the teens are gathering, but their mayor said no and vetoed it. Chicago Alderman Brian Hopkins already looking toward a plan B.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the next steps are. I've already been approached by some of my colleagues saying, all right, we have to have a plan B. If we're not going to be able to use this curfew, what can we use? So that conversation is already beginning.
The new St. Louis City Police Board meets for the first time this morning.
The topics of discussion include laying out their meeting schedule moving forward, a contract for body cameras, and selecting their roles on the board. When first announcing his nominations last month, Governor Mike Kehoe said he will be hands-off when it comes to choosing those leaders.
I'll let the board select its governance. I think that's the best way to do it. You don't need Jefferson City micromanaging things in St. Louis.
Ahead of this meeting, the trial date was set for two lawsuits against the board. Both lawsuits from Aldermanic President Megan Green and a group of activists represented by the Arch City Defenders will be heard at the same time on November 5th. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Charles County drivers prepare to see more police out and about. Specially trained officers called drug recognition experts will specifically be looking for people driving under the influence. Last year, St. Charles County made 155 DWI arrests. The hope is that upping patrols will help decrease that number moving forward. In the Metro East, a McDonald's employee in custody after shooting two women inside the restaurant. It happened around 4:45 yesterday afternoon at the McDonald's in the 100 block of South Bell East. Police say the employee knows the women she shot. Those two women are expected to be okay. A warrant has been issued for the arrest of Tanya Haddix, the woman at the center of the Chimp Crazy documentary. Judge Brian May ordered she and her husband to be held in contempt after she failed to pay nearly $250,000 in attorney's fees to PETA. Haddix, who ran the Missouri Primate Foundation, previously pleaded guilty to falsely claiming chimpanzee Tonka was dead. Instead, he was alive in her basement. Today is a national day of nonviolent actions called Good Trouble Lives On. More than 1,500 events taking place nationwide, with St. Louis being considered an anchor event to the flagship event being held in Chicago. The day is about nonviolent action to what the group calls attacks on civil and human rights by the Trump administration. The St. Louis event kicks off at the old courthouse at 5:15.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.